But what about what you're doing now as an entrepreneur? Obviously, you know, you and I are the same. We operate our own show. We call the shots. What to you is the upside and downside of that, say, compared to being an employee and working for a company or a corporation or a small business?
I think sort of when you have your own business, you can look at it and think, God, this is all down to me at the end of the day, which is, it's a double-edged sword, because if you're very motivated and driven, which I think you have to have your own business, you always want to be doing well. So you're always going to want to take on that extra client and, you know, maybe work that extra hour, because, as I say, you look at what you've built and it's all down to you. And sometimes I look at people that do the old 9 to 5, 5 days a week, and I think, God, I'd love to be like you. You close the door at 5 o'clock and you go home and you don't have to think about work. Whereas when you have your own business, I don't think you ever really stop thinking about it in a subconscious way. But on the other side of that, I could never be one of those people that works a 9 to 5, 5 days a week, partly because I hate that sort of routine anyway. I love what I do, and I love, yeah, as I say, I'm very proud of the fact that I've built it all myself. If you want to have the day off, you can have the day off. You know, it's all down to you. So I would encourage anybody, if they love what they do, to get out there and try it themselves, because once you do, I don't think there's ever going back into the sort of conventional lifestyle.
I agree completely with that statement. The freedom, to me, is what I'm not willing to give back or give up.